Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have special guests in studio from our sister station, 97.1 Talk. We have Annie Fry.
Hello.
Welcome, Annie.
Hey. I love the music.
And from the morning, for mornings at 97.1, Mr. Mark Cox.
Thank you very much. Good to be here. Appreciate that.
So has today been everything you've wanted it to be and more, like your show or you? It's like
Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
It's like
Christmas
the Super Bowl and Christmas all wrapped into one.
I can't wait to have some results. We need to get some results.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't say it any other way. Just let's get to it.
Okay. Well, in our show, we don't talk. I mean, we'll mention politics. Like today, we talked about what your kids have said to you.
Sure.
Like funny things your kids have said to you. Like Jen's son, Finn, came home yesterday and said,
he was very worried about getting rid of pre-existing conditions.
Oh, poor kid.
Apparently somebody talked to him about pre-existing conditions.
Okay.
And he's worried about his mom.
All right, so
well, he's a good kid.
We're going to do a debate with some hot topics. We will give you the category, and then we will give each of you what side you're on. You need to debate that side for 20 seconds until you hear the ding.
Okay.
And then Jen and Tim are going to decide who gets the point for each debate.
Yes. And I'm going to be completely neutral.
These are the judges.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. We don't have the people voting. We have to have immediate gratification.
Sure. Yeah, I understand.
I'm the voice of the people.
Well, I would have brought some food to bribe you if I'd known that.
Yeah. You brought that pumpkin.
Yeah, that's true.
Pumpkin bread yesterday.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Okay, you ready for your first topic?
Yes.
20 seconds on the clock. Your category is mayors. Annie, you will be debating John Mayer. Mark, Mayor McCheese. Annie, go first.
So just the reason why John Mayer is the best guitarist of my generation.
The best mayor.
Are we going?
Yes.
I mean, there's not a whole lot to be said. He's a blues guitarist. He's a pop artist. He writes his own songs. He's attractive. I don't want to date him, but you probably don't either. But you don't have to because you can just listen to his music and it's fantastic. Original, wonderful performer in concert. Saw him at the Bourbon Blues Festival. It was awesome.
All right.
Nice.
Now, 20 seconds on the clock for you, Mark. Mayor McCheese.
Do you know what Mayor McCheese is?
Sure I do. Okay. Are you kidding me? I grew up with Mayor McCheese. Mayor McCheese is great. Mayor McCheese is the greatest of all time because what can he do for you? He delivers. Mayor McCheese delivers. And if he doesn't deliver, you can eat him. So it's even better. So why would you not vote for Mayor McCheese if that's what's on your ballot right now? It's better than listening to music. He's the mayor.
All right, Tim and Jen, who gets the point here?
I mean, if I could eat John Mayer, then maybe that would have won, but I got to give it to Mark on that
one. I did laugh at that one.
Thank you.
Mayor McCheese.
Okay,
yeah, Mark gets the first.
Mark, gets
Mark
a point.
Wins the first round.
All right. Your next topic, famous speeches.
He goes first this time, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Mark, you have the speech by Michael Douglas in The American President. And Annie, you have the speech by Bill Pullman in Independence Day.
All right.
Mark, 20 seconds on the clock. Go.
Oh.
You've never
seen it. I'm drawing a blank.
American President?
No, I've seen it, but it's just been a long
time. Lie.
Lie.
Yes.
You know, Michael Douglas did a fantastic job trying to convince you of why you should support him for President of the United States, right? And even, you know,
he was already
president. I wouldn't vote for him personally, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, you would totally not vote for Michael Douglas in America. Okay, Annie, 20 seconds on the clock.
All right.
Bill Pullman.
Bill Pullman in Independence Day is probably one of the best presidential speeches of my time. And anybody who can convince Randy Quaid, who's a crop duster, to say up yours at the end of the movie to stick it to the aliens, it all starts with Bill Pullman standing up there in front of all of those fine Air Force members, crop dusting pilots. It all starts with Bill Pullman.
All right, Tim, Jen, who gets the point?
Yeah,
no,
I think
no
Mark
question.
Lost it.
Yeah. Annie for
even
sure.
Even I'm voting for Annie.
He should have thrown a little Mayor McCheese into Michael
McCheese.
Yeah, exactly. Michael Douglas.
I still remember this.
Okay, next topic, food. All right, Annie, okay. You go first.
Okay.
You are debating the part of mustard on a hot dog. You are debating the part of ketchup on a hot dog.
Oh, tough sell, Mark.
Annie, 20 seconds, go.
Mustard belongs on a hot dog. I'm from Illinois, the Chicago way. If they do anything right in Chicago, it probably is limited to hot dogs and mustard. Chicago, Illinois, that's the way to go. You can't put ketchup on a hot dog. It's like, it's wrong. It's against the Constitution.
Yes.
I'm just stopping there.
All right, Mark, 20 seconds.
Ketchup is sweet. Ketchup is fantastic.
You can eat it.
You can eat it. It substitutes for my vegetable every day.
Oh,
it's
Lord.
Fantastic. I can say, look, I had a vegetable today because I had ketchup on my hot dog. Even if you don't like meat, you can put ketchup on a bun and eat it. It's fantastic.
Hot dog is questionable meat, and ketchup is questionable vegetable for sure.
That's a violation.
Okay, who gets that's a tough.
Oh man, that
I don't
is
know.
Tough.
Annie evoked the Constitution, which I respect. What do you think,
yeah,
Jen?
Yeah, I know. I like that, but at the same time, I do have one child who will not eat a hot dog, and she will only eat a hot dog bun with ketchup. But I gotta go with the Constitution, Annie.
Okay.
That's the point.
All right, so Annie has 2 points. All right, now we are gonna dabble in states. Mark, you will be supporting the state of Missouri. Annie, Illinois.
Oh, no.
And you live there.
I know. Illinois people, go vote. Oh, my gosh.
All right, Mark. 20 seconds, go.
Oh, the state of Missouri, they call it the show me state, but you know what's best about it? They have a balanced budget, and they know how to spend their money, and they don't overspend their money, and they don't spend more than they have, and most of their former governors are not in jail.
Oh, man.
Yeah, drop the mic. I don't think you need to go past that.
Shut up. Okay, Annie, Illinois, come on. Make us proud.
The state of Illinois is a great state, and the reason why it's a great state is because it's very diverse. Southern Illinois is not the same as Chicago, but Chicago is one of the greatest cities in the country. And Southern Illinois farmers, business owners, they're all working very hard every day to make it matter for themselves, and it starts with the individual. So,
okay.
This is all terrifying to me because you're both dangerously good at this.
Okay, so far, we have 2 for Annie, 1 for Mark.
I go with Mark.
Okay.
Missouri.
Well, that's because you live there.
No, that's because
Courtney,
our governors
Courtney,
are in
where
jail.
Are you? Where, we didn't know you were.
I live in Illinois, and I would go with Missouri as well.
You so picked 2 people who are from Kirkwood.
Okay. This is the tiebreaker.
All right.
Okay. I'm sad because we're not going to get into packs, which one person would have the Warsaw pack. One would have Six Pack, the movie with Kenny Rogers.
Oh, what about Pac-Man?
No, we're also not going to get into captains, Captain America or Captain and Tennille. West Wing or Buffalo Wild Wings is another one.
Oh, B-dubs, of course.
Yeah. Okay, so we are going to end with traffic. Annie, you are going to be debating for Lance Hildebrand.
Oh, okay.
Mark, Sue Thomas.
Oh. They're not listening, right? Well, Lance probably.
Lance is absolutely listening.
Yeah. Okay, so 20 seconds. Mark's first this time?
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
Mark.
That's the rule, right?
Yes.
Oh, she's cheating.
You're first.
All right. Susan Thomas is best described as a traffic dominatrix. Did you know that?
No.
Because she loves when the traffic is a challenge. She's enthused by it. You can hear the passion in her voice. But these when drivers are just out of control just because there's a little bit of rain.
Wow. Who are you?
He likes this way too much.
I know, right? All right, Annie, it all comes down to you supporting Lance Hildebrand. 20 seconds on the clock, go.
Lance Hildebrand is also a traffic dominatrix. Everybody who listens to Y98, and I've been listening to Y98 traffic for a long time, it gets you there where you need to be, it gets you there on time, it makes you change your routes if you have to. He's reliable, and he's also funny, and he sounds very kind on air.
Wow.
It's not 20 seconds.
In a change of the rules, Tim and Jen are not deciding this one. Courtney Landrum is deciding.
Oh. Half point for each.
It's like kissing your sister. Come on, that's a tie.
We'll fight about it later.
Yes, we will. Thank you to Mark Cox. Thank you to Annie Fry. You can listen to them mornings from what? Not. I mean, you don't have to listen to them that early.
Yeah, thank you.
Annie listens to Lance. Yeah, so we're okay.
5 to 9 for you.
Yes.
And Annie?
Noon to 3.
All right. On 97.1 Talk. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile. Get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.